You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Holy Masters of the World! It's a 95BFM special announcement.
Oh, yes it is indeed. Hot on the heels of their excellent new Stay the Night EP, Daffodils have just announced a tour that they're going to be embarking on around the country, and that will be a fantastic celebration of the work that they have been creating over the last wee while. They're going to be heading down to Queenstown, Dunedin, Christchurch and Wellington, but of course here in Tamaki Makaurau, and we're very happy to be presenting this one here at BFM. It's at the Hollywood Avondale, and it's happening on Friday the 26th of August. So get your tickets from under the radar. You don't want to miss out on this one. We're going to have a chat with Theo from Daffodils very shortly, but first let's listen to the title track from their new EP, Stay the Night. That is a brand new track from a brand new EP by Daffodils. It's called Stay the Night. And we've got Theo on the line. Hello, how are you, Theo?
Hey, good, thank you.
Congratulations, this is a brilliant EP. How are you feeling?
Yeah, really good about it. Thank you so much. I'm so stoked.
It's got like a really specific world you've kind of created around it. And there's this awesome video you've made with Oscar Keys, which kind of dives into this house party, early 20s headspace. Tell us a wee bit about what you guys were thinking about when you were writing this.
I guess it's kind of about that sort of midway stage between being a proper adult and being a teenager, and like trying to encompass some of the feelings that you will experience through that time, like a lot of change and loss of relationships and friends and stuff. And so I guess it's kind of follows that theme throughout, like introspective look at the way that you feel when you're going through some of those changes, you know?
Yeah, totally. When you made the music video, how did you sort of talk about that one with the team that were making it? Because it seems so perfect for the world of this album.
Yeah, well, I guess we kind of just started with that theme and went from there. Like, it seemed like a pretty easy call to make. You know, we had a couple of ideas around it, and Oscar spent heaps of time working up a few different things, and then this one really, like, popped out. So I think it was kind of just... We wanted it to be... Sorry, it's a little bit early in the morning for me. We wanted it to be kind of a little bit more of a look at, like, the emotional stages that go through at a party when, I don't know if it's, like, seeing someone you don't want to, or having an interaction that feels really weird, and just, like, the ups and downs of that.
Yeah, totally. I'm really interested because, I mean, obviously everybody goes through this period of life where you kind of transition from being, as you said, a teen to an adult, but you're not quite there yet. And I think it's interesting because you guys have done that as a band as well. You started off as a high school group and now you're, you know, playing these massive stages and working on, you know, these tours and great EPs and stuff. What's it like working through that period of your life as a music group? Is it something you think about often?
Yeah, I definitely think it's played a massive part in the way our music sounds now, as opposed to a couple of years ago. And I was just saying this the other day, I think back when we did our last record, I was really focused on wanting to seem quite intellectual, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think with these songs, I kind of wanted to throw that a bit out the door. You know, I think I was like trying to be a little bit too smart, and so for this I kind of wanted to just be as honest as possible with my emotions in the lyrics and in the way the music is, and I kind of wanted to keep it as simple as possible. And so trying to get those emotions across without delving too much into, like, what's the word? Self-gratifying with fancy schmancy stuff.
I think it works really well. It's a really tight, awesome EP, and I'm excited to see it live. I feel like it's going to be great on the Hollywood stage and those other places you're playing around the country as well. Tell us a bit about the Lazy Eyes. This is an Aussie band that's going to be supporting you.
Yeah, they're great. We played with them in Melbourne a couple of months ago, and they're honestly such an exciting band. Like, the live show was stunning. Like, I've seen a lot of really tight music sets in my life, and that was definitely right up there.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So if you haven't listened to their album, their debut album, it's really worth it.
Well, it sounds like another good reason to head along to the show. Thank you, Theo, for chatting with us about the upcoming tour, which will be such an awesome thing to experience. We can catch you guys on the 26th of August at the Hollywood, and tickets are from Under the Radar. But in the meantime, people can get themselves very familiar with the EP because it's out in the world on all the places. You'd go and listen to it. And we're going to have a listen to Every Once in a While. Thank you so much, Theo. Have a good morning.
Oh, thanks for having me. You too.
A 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.